This is KCUR 89.3. Last fall, University of Kansas film professor Kevin Wilmot made headlines for wearing a bulletproof vest in protest of a new law allowing concealed weapons on campuses. He said he would wear the vest until the law changed, and second semester classes began this week. So KCUR CJ Janovy checked in on whether Wilmot was keeping his promise.
A couple dozen students are waiting in room 426 of Summerfield Hall. When Kevin Wilmot walks in, he's carrying his bulletproof vest. The pre-class chatter quiets down as he starts to strap it on. It's a ritual that takes a while.
Okay, how you guys doing? Good, good, good. I'm Kevin Wilmot. This is Intermediate Screenwriting.
As Wilmot goes over the syllabus, it's clear that intermediate screenwriting is pretty rigorous.
The course will provide the student writer with ways to make critical decisions based on proven screenwriting principles. The task of the class will be to learn all aspects of the screenplay and develop professional fundamentals and critical analysis.
Then there's the gun stuff.
The gun policy, the class gun policy. Individuals who choose to carry concealed handguns are sorely responsible to do so in a safe and secure manner in a strict conformity with state and federal laws and KU weapons policy.
The KU weapons policy safety measures are extensive. Professors aren't required to include them in the syllabus, but Wilmot says it's recommended.
Must be out of view, concealed, either on the body of the carrier or a backpack, a purse or bag that remains under the constant control of the carrier. Must be in a holster that covers the trigger area and secures any external hammer in an uncocked position.
And he explains that he's wearing the vest not because he's afraid of his students, but in protest of a law he considers absurd.
If you're interested in more about my feelings on this, I have a handout you can take at the end of class that spells out why I wear the vest. The course exam, there's not a midterm.
By the end of the semester, these students will write a 30-page screenplay. Over the next hour and a half, they'll talk about things like why they care about the main character in one student's favorite movie, Baby Driver.
And why is he in danger? Is it just danger? Just danger in general? What kind of danger is it? What do you think?
I mean, they're performing illegal acts, so I mean, like, it's literally like violent danger that he's escaping.
Yes, illegal danger.
So he's not out rescuing babies. You know, he's not rescuing grandmothers, or he's not rescuing folks in trouble. What are they doing? They're robbing banks. So he's wrong in what he's doing, but why do you still like him?
They go over fundamentals of structure, like location, whether their movie idea has more than a first act.
How do you measure if you got a movie, an idea that's, you got a second act or not?
I think there has to be a clear path for your characters and for the story, whatever conflict they're involved in, to go. And even by the second act, it doesn't have to be clear how it's going to end, but there has to be some sort of trajectory for it all.
Yeah, trajectory is the big word here. I like that word, trajectory.
The conversation is so lively that I sort of stopped noticing the vest. But students who had Wilmot's class last semester, like Jasmine Lawson, say they're always aware of it.
Like when he first started it, there was more buzz, but I think the fact that he comes into class every day and we see him put on the vest, it's kind of a constant reminder of his protest.
That's the whole point of his vest donning act, Wilmot tells me after class.
That's right, and I specifically do that. The problem with the whole policy is the normality of it, is the fact that it's so easy to get used to living, you know, with the reality of people having guns in their backpacks.
Wilmot isn't wearing it all the time, just in class. So his students are really the only ones who see it. It's not like he's making a grand statement to everyone he encounters in the course of a day on the KU campus, but he's committed to it.
You know, I've gotten a few letters that are, you know, semi kind of threatening or whatever. But as a whole, I think, you know, people were just supportive because I don't think anybody knew how to respond to to the policy.
That's not going to change anytime soon.
This is my thing now.
The vest.
That's the thing that I see happening to us, is that there's this kind of slow kind of eroding of our natural life that we used to have. And a natural life where guns weren't always a part of every aspect of it.
Since we're in film class, let's go ahead and call that a metaphor. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovy.